Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster from host Bruce Chama, the founder of the very first podcast network called the World Podcast Network, formed in February 2006. Bruce advises podcasters and helps them take their shows to the next level on everything from audience growth to monetization to marketing and branding. Subscribe to this podcast and Bruce will help you become successful with your show in a new episode each week with co-hosts and special guests. Also, in case you were wondering where the term podcast network comes from, Bruce was the one person in the world who coined the term in 2006, after which hundreds of podcast networks sprung up. If you have not added your podcast to the World Podcast Network, you can do so for free at worldpodcast.network. Now get ready to take your podcast to the next level, because here he is. Let's start the show.
Hey everybody, it is Bruce here, and my guest today is Greg Wasserman, the head of partnerships and growth for Cast Magic, one of the fastest growing AI tools for podcasters and other spaces as well. Greg and I spoke about Cast Magic over Zoom. On this episode of Become a Successful Podcaster, I went through the entire demo of Cast Magic with Greg, and he guided me through its different features and how it saves time for podcasters. I titled this episode called Dissecting the Output because Greg did mention that that was exactly what I was doing. Listen in or also watch the YouTube video linked in the show notes as I ask questions, present my challenges, and play devil's advocate. I share my screen through the entire demo. Greg answered all of the questions perfectly as he knows Cast Magic really well. Also, in the audio version of this podcast, I play some PodSafe music from the one and only recording artist Cadet. We'll play two singles from Cadet. I also play a new song of mine that's called Life and is coming out on October 16th on Spotify. Let's start the show. Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff, where we help your podcast succeed. I am the founder of the first podcast network in the world called the World Podcast Network. Since 2006, I have co-hosts, I have special guests, all types of cool episodes. And with me today is Greg Wasserman from Cast Magic. We are going to share our screen and we're going to do a whole demo right on Cast Magic together. I've been on a meeting with Greg about a month and a half ago, and he demoed it for me. Now I'm going to demo it for you guys. And this is also going to be an audio as well as a video. So I'm going to have a YouTube video, and we're going to point the audio right over to the video part of it as well. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Pleasure to be here, Bruce. Pleasure to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Cast Magic. Tell me about where AI is going for particularly podcasters, and we'll get into the demo.
Yeah, well, first, I did not create the tool, so I joined the team in April. Blaine is the founder of it. Him and Ramon have a show called DTC Pod, and Blaine's a programmer like yourself, and he's like, I'm running a company, I'm doing this podcast, I don't have the time to do all the things that you need to do on a podcast, such as title, show notes. So build Cast Magic, and that became the thing. For me, I post on my LinkedIn every Monday three podcasts I think people should listen to. Happened to have done DTC Pod. Blaine reached out to me, and he's like, hey, you seem to know a lot about podcasting. I built this tool, showed me the tool, and that's how I came involved.
Okay, that's actually good. And I will say that I'm a little confused. I thought you were the founder of Cast Magic.
I am not the founder. No, I am not. Can't take credit for it. I've been here since April. I am the head of partnerships, growth, community. It's a small, mighty team.
You learn something new every day.
There you go.
That's great. And obviously, the service is doing amazingly well. I speak to a lot of people that know about it. So your marketing strategies are amazing, obviously. And I look forward to using the tool as well. I would definitely love to speak to Blaine one day, but you're the man right now. You're my guest, and that's where we are. So tell me about You said that Blaine knew that you know a lot about podcasting. So do you have a podcast of your own?
So the background for me is I was in the media space for about 15 years, so selling to brands and agencies. One of my first stints into podcasting was working for CBS Radio, which is now Audacy, selling podcast ads back in 2016, 2017. So if we think about where podcasts were then, it was a lot of, hey, let's take our radio shows, make them podcasts, and try and do dynamic ads and so forth. And so I loved it, being able to work with influencers. If you think about podcasters and radio, like they're the original influencers in that regard. So I gravitated towards that. Last job was managing three podcast listening platforms. So I worked with Player FM, Breaker, and Podkicker. And the unique perspective of where I sat was I'm a listening platform. So what is my job? My job is to work with the hosting companies, make sure any show that is hosted on those companies end up on our listening platform. Because what do podcasters, the three questions they all ask is, how do I get discovered? How do I grow my audience? And how do I monetize? So if you're a listening platform, yep, your job is to help them be discovered. And you're like, well, if your show's not on our platform, you're missing out on our millions of followers. If you want to optimize and find your audience, well, here are the ways to do that. And then monetize, I hate that question. But ultimately, it was in the capacity with which I was helping them figure out how to monetize that. So that unique perspective in the podcasting world opened up to networks like yourself, though we didn't connect until recently, but working with all the hosting companies, working with the tech companies, working with podcasters, networks, and so forth, because at the end of the day, my job is to help them grow. And it becomes a Jerry Maguire, like, hey, you help me, I help you, because you're getting people to listen, and we're helping to drive that. So I loved it. Podcasters, as you know far better than anyone, it's all about community. It's all about helping each other. And as my background on partnerships is all about, hey, how do two companies come together and help the consumer? So here with podcasting, it's very much the same thing. So I love that. So every Monday, like I said, I post three podcasts I think people should listen to on my LinkedIn. And that's how Blaine and I got connected. And so since I'm always posting LinkedIn content about podcasting, that's where he's like, hey, you seem to know a lot about. I'm passionate about it. And I do know about it. But I don't actually have a show. I am tangential to the industry. I support the industry, support podcasters. But I don't actually podcast. I go on guests. I'm guests on shows like you.
That's awesome. And you obviously are good at what you do. Otherwise, Blaine wouldn't have asked you to come aboard. So you're a very powerful man, and you're very knowledgeable and smart, and it's great. And I think you're going to do very well with Cast Magic and for them. So that is excellent. I'm, as you know, just getting into Cast Magic, and I've done my demo. We're going to do another demo for the audience as well. I think that AI is obviously everywhere now, right? Like tools like ChatGPT, and it's just cool what AI does. It's a time saver. I do want to ask you a question. And I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute here. And this is a question that's always on my mind. I have tried ChatGPT. What I'm worried about with AI is that if I generate something and I don't like what it's generating, I hit the regenerate button. I don't like that. Let's say, right? I'm just playing devil's advocate with you. I don't like the third regeneration. Is there a chance that AI can actually run into a dead end? Like what I'm saying is it starts to repeat the same things over and over again, or is it unlimited?
I mean, that is personally, I don't know the answer to that. If I think about it from what I've seen, I've not run into that as an issue, but I guess it all depends on how limited of an input you're working with and how specific of an output you're going for. So if you're very limited and on the ask, then yeah, it's going to be hard to give you an answer, right? There's a finite. If you're asking to, I need a 5-word sentence on X, well, you literally only have 5 words. What is conjunctions that you're able to create based on that? You're limited, right? So But I have no clue if there is a to answer your specific question. But yeah, if
It
you
was a
keep read
challenging question.
generally,
I understand.
well, it's not, I mean,
Yeah. No, I.
it's, yeah, it's like, all right,
No,
like
it was definitely a challenging question.
you hit
No, I get it. Like
regenerate
I,
and you're
the one
like
thing
when
that.
I do it, go ahead.
Well, the one thing that I'm worried about, and this is not particularly for podcasts, and this is not cast magic. I don't want you to get like I'm trying to say something about cast magic negative, and there's nothing negative. Everything's great. About AI in general, I'm curious about people who use it for, let's say, instruction manuals, the right books. I've heard of all this. We talked about religious institutions using it for sermons and things like that. And a lot of bloggers use it for blogging now. I'm worried about plagiarism, right? Let's say that, and this is just AI in general again, three bloggers with the same type of blog come to ChatGTP, right? And they want to use it to write a blog post, right? What's to say that those three individual people are individually using ChatGTP and they put in, let's say, similar criteria and it gives them similar blog posts, right? They say, maybe I want ChatGTP to give me like 1500 words because I want it to be SEO friendly, right? Search engine friendly. I want Google to rank it. And let's say we get similar generations, right? And we put like all three of the bloggers post that, right? Is that possible? Can that happen?
I mean, I guess so with ChatGPT, but you're asking a question on a tool that I don't
Right.
live in. So like Cast Magic, we only focus on your audio recording. So
Okay.
with
That's
Cast
great.
Magic, it's your audio recording. So if you are using ChatGPT, three people asking the same prompt, you could potentially have the same output. But with Cast Magic, you ask the same prompt, but it's three pieces of content, each
Okay.
individual to each blogger. So it's only based on that audio recording. So I can go, hey, give me a metaphor based on this recording. And you ask, give me a metaphor based on this recording, but your recording is different than my recording. Therefore, the output's going to be different
Okay.
because it's based on that. So your question is specific to a holistic ChatGPT. I'm only focused on what makes Cast Magic. And Cast Magic, that's what the joy is I don't have to worry about the outside noise. It is literally your words, your recordings, and that's specific for you.
Awesome. Okay, that's great. Good answer. I know I probably challenged you there for a couple of minutes, and I just wanted to get that insight from you. So let's go ahead. I'm going to share my screen here. And what I want to do is I want to do it in such a way where I'm not just going to focus on one tab. I want to focus on everything. So let me go ahead and do this and hit share. And here we go. I have it. Now, I also want to get an RSS feed. So I have my podcast up here on the World Podcast Network and my RSS feed is down here. You can see this one as well, right?
Yeah, I see your screen.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So let's go back to Cast Magic. Now, what I want to do for my audience is I want to go through the setup process as well, right? I don't want anyone to be lost,
So what's
right?
this? I'm lost right now. What's this stuff on the right side? Because that doesn't look like us.
I don't know. This is Uncast Magic. Is it not? Because
We got our customers.
I saw
Oh.
this on the computer as well. Maybe they added something because this is all about how great Cast Magic.
Oh, because they're setting up. That's why you're on the sign-up page. I haven't seen the sign-up
Oh.
page in quite a while.
Okay. Now, here's the question. Step one was set up an account. I've already done that. And this is a kind of a fake Gmail I don't even use anymore, but this way I can expose that to people. Now, I got a question for you. This is very interesting. I got a podcast, I got a YouTube channel. I have a bunch of these things. It says right now, continue with podcast. If I click on YouTube, it says continue with YouTube. And what's really cool is that I see that the interface dynamically changes. That's great. If I hit meetings, what you get session dynamically changes. I think that's great. My question for you is, what if I have three of these?
What's the question?
What if I have a video podcast on YouTube and I have an audio podcast on Buzzsprout? Do I have to do this more than once, or is there a way to add these?
Gotcha. So this is setting up an initial workspace. So if the content that you're pulling in is a podcast, then you would choose the podcast and you would go ahead and create a different workspace for meetings, a different workspace for coaching. So you would have the ability to create multiple workspaces. What Cast Magic is your central database for all things audio, and therefore you can have multiple workspaces. So if we go back to the original story, Blaine and Ramon have a podcast. So they built Cast Magic for podcast needs, but then they came to realize, as we've done this through talking to people, just because you're a podcaster doesn't mean that's the only thing you do with audio, you know? So you may be, podcasting may be your lead magnet for your coaching business. You may have business meetings and you want to record those conversations, or you have sales, hence why we have the other categories there. So we are the ultimate database for all audio pieces. The six profiles you see there are just the six that we've got right now, but we can constantly be adding and evolving new ones. But if you are telling me, and this is where I'll get on my soapbox, like podcasting, while you're the father of the podcast network, I will say Word Podcast is a badge of honor. But at the end of the day, you are a brand, and don't call yourself a podcaster, because a podcast is a medium. YouTube is a medium. Video, one's audio. So ultimately, you need to be thinking about the brand and how do you reach all people across all mediums, and not just auditory. And that is where Cast Magic becomes the piece from the tech standpoint. But if you're using this and going like, all right, I'm a podcast, I want the podcast output, but I also have the video component, so I need video YouTube content there, I always tell people, choose the podcast, go to Magic Chat, which we'll walk through, and customize your outputs that you would want for content that would be YouTube. If you're only doing YouTube, and that's people that do only YouTube and they don't do podcasts, and you choose the YouTube settings.
Okay, that's great. Now, but like my question is, if I have an audio podcast, which can also be a video podcast, but people also have YouTube, right? So you can set up multiple workspaces. That's what you said, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, let's continue the podcast. And
so if you look there, that's at the bottom. Those are the pre-designed outputs. That doesn't mean you're only limited to those. We've already loaded that in there to make things streamlined, efficient. So if you have a podcast, you're going to get those 13 items by doing nothing else.
That's wild. Okay, that's great. Questions, introduction, keywords, speaker bios. Wow, awesome. Key topics, bullets, clip finder, which I'm very curious about this one. You can explain this one.
Those are quotes. So we're literally pulling out a page of quotes per speaker. So we're already pulling out those clips of like, hey, here are some good quotes that you could use and repurpose how you want accordingly.
Oh, that's great. I was doing the test with my, the demo with my episode with the Freeman Watts that I did last night. So that's really kind of cool. And that came out pretty good. I actually used I use her speaker bio. I use the introduction and I use that for show notes. And I was looking for show notes and I didn't see it. So I assumed the introduction was a good way of a good thing to use for show notes, which is excellent. But you can tell me and my audience how to use these other types of sections that get generated shortly, that will get generated, how we can really use it for everything in our podcast. So here we go. Let's click on continue with podcasts. Now, I will say that right away, this is a really cool interface. I was playing with it. You can upload files. You got obviously a dynamic drag, file drag over here, drag and drop. And you can import a YouTube video right through the URL, which I think is also awesome. So that's the product design is really good here, Greg.
That is Blaine's background, UI, UX. So that would be explaining why it's incredibly intuitive.
Now, he did a great job. One question I have for you is you did mention RSS feed. Now, I have an RSS feed here, but it doesn't look like it's here. So I assume that this would be per episode, right?
What do you mean?
Like if I can drag more than one file here, correct?
Correct. But I mean, from the initial standpoint, if you wanted to, you have an RSS feed, I would say skip this step right now.
Okay, so skip the step.
Let's see, it's skip. And now you're going to ask to start the 7-day free trial.
Ooh, so I should do the free trial. So let me, I already have it on my other account. So let me see something. Give me a moment. What I might do, and this is the challenge I had before, I just want to see if I can log in from my other account, which already has the free trial, right? Let me just do something quickly. What I'm going to do temporarily is I'm going to put this recording on hold for a minute. Let me just do that and hit. Okay, so we'll go ahead and share that one more time. Okay, and you see that again. All right, good. So we're good to go. All right, so what I've done here was I had this episode, and I know I can upload files here. I just don't have the podcast files on this computer. That's why I had to change direction a little bit with this. So what I'm going to do actually is just tell people in general that you can upload files. It could be any, from what I've experimented, I tried Wave and I tried MP3. They work just as well. And of course, the Wave takes a little bit longer to interpret out, but MP3s work just fine, right? Now, being that I'm actually looking at, like, I'm basically playing with the interface, right? It's pretty cool. My question for you is the RSS feed. So explain to me, Greg, if I enter my RSS feed, what's it going to do? Is it going to import all of my episodes?
It's going to give you the option to import all your episodes. So go ahead and put your RSS feed. Okay, and if you've got that.
Let's copy that URL. And this is really good for my audience because they can see how this all works as well. All right, so I will go ahead, take my anchor RSS.
There you go. Now you
awesome.
Got your... So you've got the ability to import all your previous episodes. If you click the button that says sync feed, then any new episodes will then be showing up here. So you've got the ability to do your back catalog and all the old stuff that you've got. And the reason you would do that is you can now go ahead and create all the content you probably didn't create from it before. You can refresh the show notes if you want, because there's old episodes there that you can go like, oh, let's now SEO optimize it for today's world versus the original content you had there. But yeah, you've got the ability now to sync it as well as do all of your back catalog. And a lot of our users are doing their back catalog because now you can create blogs, newsletters, additional content from stuff that you probably didn't do previously.
That is incredible. And that is fantastic. I mean, this is what we do on the podcast now. We're same thing. We list all the episodes, but you do it. I mean, Cast Magic does it. And you can just import on piece by piece level. I'm going to ask you another devil's advocate question. Will there be in the future like a checkbox where I can just check and say sync? I'm sorry.
instead of the import button that you've got right now?
Like one at a time. Like let's say, yeah, like if I want to do like five, and I don't want to hit the import 5 times or 20 times for people that have like hundreds of episodes.
So I'm not sure from a UI UX standpoint, because if you click, go ahead and click import on 53 right now, and you'll see what the experience is, because okay, it's going to be start processing. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to ask you a series of questions that are geared towards that specific recording. What's the number? What's the title? Is this English? How many speakers expect it? So for you to go ahead and do a checkbox that would be on all episodes, I would then have to assume that for all these episodes, you have 1 to 3 three speakers or whatever the case may be. So that could be a UI thing that we do later on. But right now it's episode specific because you need to answer these questions. And these questions would be English. So right now the system only works for one language to the same language. So if this was Spanish, you could choose Spanish. But I assume your shows are English. So unfortunately, if you wanted to take an English show and convert it into Portuguese, you can't do that. It's got to be English to English. Speakers expect it. You know, this is telling the AI how many speakers to actually expect. As they tell every person, if you have an intro, if you have an ad, treat those as additional speakers. Even if the voice is yours, let's say, Bruce, you recorded your intro, and then you've got this conversation between me and you, most likely your intro is a different recording sound, and it's going to treat it as a different speaker. And so you'll just end up labeling your speaker as you as the intro or you as twice. And then magic words, these are the words you think that the AI is going to be spelling incorrectly, usually nouns. So I would say you put these in there separated by commas. And then context prompt, this is literally giving the guidance to the AI. What do I want to focus on? What is this show about? Give us some context, feed it, and let it know so it can give you a better output at the end.
Oh, this is good. Okay, I do want to elaborate on the magic words in the context prompt. So here you have the option to list more magic words relevant to the recording. Now, these are more like, I would say, like you said, keywords, right? Like just like regular, like let's say like key.
Your last name, my last name. It's how does it know how to spell those, right? So you're spending less time editing the transcript and going, because once again, this is all about text. So how do I give the AI the correct spelling of the text that it's going to give you as an output? That's what you use magic words for.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good. Context prompt, an additional prompt that will be injected into Cast Magic's AI. Use to provide directions specific to this recording. You did explain it, but just give me an example.
Let's say this show was about, I have no clue what your show is about, the specific recording. So I'll pick one out of thin air. Maybe my guest and I focus on the go-to-market networking and sales relationships, whatever guidance that you would want it to focus on. Maybe you gave an analogy in there and it's going to be confusing thinking like that analogy was actually what you guys discussed, but the person was just giving the analogy. So give it guidance of like, hey, this is what I want you to focus on. This is what we talked about. These are the themes. So at least it has a better view of the context. You can guide the context with human input as opposed to relying just strictly on the computer.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm definitely going to play with that. And now I don't need to fill these in, right? They're not required, right?
I mean, you can't change these once you've already submitted it. So, I mean, for the sake of this call, I would X out of this. Let's go back to your one that you've already done so that we're not starting from scratch, but yeah.
There we go, into my recording. Okay, and I will play with this and probably do more, but description is, I'm just kind of looking at all that stuff.
So Descript is a platform. So if you use Descript as your video editing, a lot of people, the way Descript works is you are editing the transcription. By editing the transcription, you are editing the audio and video. So if you've got your transcription perfect, you're like, great, I don't need Cast Magic's transcription, but I want all the content that Cast Magic gives me. You can come in here, import directly from your final Descript URL, and we'll pull that that transcript in here and be able to use it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's great. I don't use a script, but I will try to check. I do see share.descript.com, which makes me curious. I want to try it out one day, see what it's all about. And I like the fact that it uses 50% fewer minutes, which is really cool. Let's go back to what you said. So go to the recordings. I have one now. I'm obviously going to click on it, and I see that it has all of the cool ideas. Obviously, I added Rena's name. I added mine.
Yeah, you've already. So for the sake of those that are watching this and those that are listening to this, Bruce has already gone in there and he's labeled his speakers. So the first thing when you came to the screen, it'd be asking you to label your speakers. You have to go in there, click on speaker A and speaker B and actually label. And that's the first thing you have to do when you upload, label your speakers.
Yes, exactly. And I did see that. I saw what I actually said, and then I know obviously it was me, and I saw what she said, and I knew it was her, and I just kind of labeled it through, which is kind of cool. Is there a limit on the number of, I mean, obviously I have two speakers, but is there a maximum number that the system will accept?
I have not been told that there's a limit. And I've heard people that have done things with the classes of 20 people. Okay. So it's just a matter of, is it going to be able to pick that up? And once again, when you upload it, telling it how many speakers you think there is, that's where you're going to be able to give the AI the guidance of, I think it's going to be 8 speakers, 10 speakers, whatever the case may be.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And really, it's just that prep in the beginning, right? Prepping whatever the speakers are at that time. So obviously, when you're doing the, when you're actually setting this up, you have to recognize who said what, and then you put their name in. Is that how it works?
I mean, everything starts with labeling your speakers, editing your transcript before you click over to AI content. Okay. Because if you don't label your speakers, AI content's not going to be able to render it, because how does it know who the host is, who the guest is, who the speakers are? Therefore, I can't say, you know, Bruce said this, because it doesn't know Bruce. It says speaker A said this. So AI content won't be generated unless you label your speakers. I don't hear you right now.
Sorry. That's really cool. It seems to me like, from a technical standpoint, and I won't get too technical on this, but it seems like once it identifies what the dialogue is and what the voice is, and you put the name of the speaker in there, or whether it be the host, the guest, or whatever, obviously the interface will now know to match that particular voice and label that voice block, I'll say, for lack of a better term, with that speaker's name. Is that how it works?
I mean, if you were to look at Bruce, the first, hi, this is Bruce, and it just said speaker A, you have to label it. And now it knows every time Bruce is speaking, and then you label Rena, and now it knows every time she's speaking. So if I go into the AI content, if you want to go ahead and click on AI content.
Yeah, well, actually, before I do that, so I just, okay. my question is basically that it realizes that once you do set up the speakers, what it does, and I like the, by the way, I like the cute squirrel and the dog.
You can change those if you want. If you you don't like what it gives you, you can always change them.
Okay. Well, that's kind of irrelevant. I won't kind of go off on a tangent in that, but that is cute, by the way. But kind of like what I'm getting at is that it actually recognizes the voice. So once you put the name in, it knows that speaker A is that name, and it recognizes the voice of speaker A all the way through the transcript. Is that, like, that's what I'm thinking?
Yes. Well, it's already recognizing a voice. Now you have to give the voice a name of who is this voice. So if you did not have already labeled the speaker, it would just say speaker A every time you were reading Bruce.
Got it.
So it's recognizing that that voice is a speaker and the speaker is unknown. So who is this? You label it as Bruce.
That's awesome. That's great technology, by the way. I think that's excellent. I was actually saying to people that I was using Otter to transcribe, and I would have to talk into Otter after. Like, they have a similar interface. Yours is better. I mean, Cast Magic is definitely better, but you would add, you upload the MP3 and then it would interpret it, but there's a limit on what you can do. So that's not built in unlimited like it is with whatever package you would choose, the yearly or the monthly on Cast Magic. But so I would be talking in my show notes, which is interesting. All right, so we'll click on AI content. And this is what I was using before. You could take us through it and talk to me about it.
All right, so if we go back in visual to those also listening, Bruce chose the podcast preset for this workspace, which means AI content, everything we're about to go through, is actually already pre-custom built into this. So you're going to get 10 different titles, and that's what we're looking at here. Keep scrolling down. You'll get keywords, so SEO keywords. You'll get a speaker bio. So once again, this is only based on the recording that you've uploaded. So we only know what you and Raina have said on this show for us to create who's the speaker bio on. And then an introduction, you know, we only know based on what's been said, so create an introduction of what this show is about. And as you can see, you've got that. Now, if you actually go back up a little and you're like, Greg, this introduction's too long, you can click on the modify button right now, and it's going to give you a box and scroll up or zoom out a little because it's a little big. But you can make make it longer, make it shorter, make it more casual, make it more serious.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that. That's kind of common. Like, I mean, the longer and the shorter thing, that's okay. I get it, and that's great. I'm just very curious about, like, I was laughing when I said make it more serious. I'm not a serious person. So for someone like me, I actually find this kind of funny. Do you mind if I click on it and see what happens?
Go for it.
All right. Now, before I click on it, let me just preface this whole thing by the first paragraph says, welcome back to another episode of Become a Successful Podcaster. Now, welcome back is not so serious, right? So if I go ahead and hit modify, I don't know if it's going to do the same thing. Now, it's generating.
And if you see to the right there where it says generating, you've got one of two. Before it was one of one. So you will have the original version, and now we will have this new version.
Welcome back to another episode. Welcome to another episode. Okay, but I get it. Now, one question. Besides my own opinion, right? I know everyone's got their own opinion. Is there a way for me, like, let's say I modify it again, okay? And let's say I say more casual, right? Now we're generating a third one. And I want to know, obviously, I click on this, I click on that, and here I am. How do I know? And like I said, this is, let's not count my own opinion, like, of what's serious, what's casual, right? What if I forget which order I did it in, right? Is it going to tell me that this one's more casual and that one's more serious? You know what I mean? Like, because you never know, like, someone might make it longer, make it shorter. That you can tell the difference, obviously. That's just a size thing. But your own opinion is a subjective thing, right? Someone's opinion, and the reason why I say this is because I can look in here and go, oh, this is more serious than that one. And someone else will say, no, this one is more serious, right? Is there a way for the system to tell me which one I modified and like clicked on?
So you've got a couple questions in there. First off, it is an opinion. No matter what, is your opinion on whether you like the output or not. So if you're like, I don't like this, and it's not serious, or it's too serious, or it's not the words, AI is not there to replace you. Let's keep this in mind. AI is supposed to help you get to a point that you are not staring at a blank screen, and now you have something to edit and work off of. So if you are like, I didn't like the original output, but I want it more serious, that is, once again, my favorite analogy, where it is very, how does it know what serious is? How does it know what the analogy is? Wife tells me in the morning that she wants the dishes cleaned, and she comes home in the evening and the dishes aren't clean and she's pissed. And I'm like, why is she pissed at me? And she's like, because the dishes aren't clean. And I'm like, but you didn't tell me you needed them washed by the time you got home. You just said, honey, wash the dishes. This is exactly what you're doing here. You were just telling it, make it more serious. Well, what does that actually mean? So if the objective opinion of you is this isn't serious enough, or it's not to the level of seriousness that you want it, you have to be a little more directive of what you actually want. The modify button, we give you five options. We also, if you scroll down, you can actually see there's the fill in your own blank kind of thing. You can come up with your own prompt there. So that's the cool. First piece to call out regarding your objective opinion and subjective. Like, yes, this is your opinion. We are not going to do it for you. You get to decide. To answer the question you're asking of how do I know which version of one, two, and three is which modification I did? Yeah. No, we do not have that.
Okay, let's go. By the way, I got Shari sitting over there. Shari, I actually did clean the dishes before. Just want you to know that the sink is nice and clean. Based on his, you know, his example on the kitchen. Okay. No, but you know what? I do see the very end. It says, so grab your headphones, sit back and get ready to learn. Well, that's definitely not a serious one. So I can see right away that's casual. If I switch over, and yes, I'm dissecting this a little bit, but it's interesting, Craig. It really is. So if you're ready to learn from successful podcasters like Rena Freeman Watts, take your podcast, blah, 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 stay tuned, episode becomes a spot. That's really good. And then if I go to the casual one, again, it's, so grab your headphones. Okay, that I understand is casual and I like it. It's really cool.
But once again, it's subjective. So if you're like, I would never say that, or it sounds too AI, then great. Then go over to Magic Chat, which we'll get there eventually. Okay. And you'll be able to create your own introduction and your own kind of feel and vibe if you're not happy with the AI content. For the point of this, everything in the AI content is preloaded in there, but you have the ability to A, modify, or B, create your own prompts.
That's great. Awesome. Okay, so now we can scroll down. Sorry.
All right, so timestamp overview. So now we're creating a long form and a short form chapter here. So these can become, if you are the person who takes a transcript and put it as a website page, I would highly recommend taking these timestamps and making these the headers and breaking up the transcript, because otherwise it's just one long transcript and SEO is not going to help you there. So you use that. Use this for your Spotify chapters, for YouTube chapters. I've also seen someone using the long form. So if you click on the arrow and you go to the long form versions of these, no, not modify. Click on the arrows, one of two. So click on two. Yep. So now you've got these long forms. And I've seen people use these as social posts and going like, all right, you want to know what we're talking on here at the 650 mark. And then at the 14.5 mark, like they're using these as social posts. Like, there's so many ways you can repurpose content and get creative. We're giving you so much that you may be overwhelmed, or you get creative going like, ooh, I had never thought of using the long form versions as social posts, but it looked really good when I saw someone do it.
That's awesome. This is really good. See, I'm glad you're here, because I never would have figured this out. There's so many. The thing I noticed right away about Cast Magic is that there are a lot of Easter eggs. And I can even do a whole Cast Magic course on this stuff too. It's really cool. Now, the one interesting thing that I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna modify it. Let me modify it.
I would not modify, because timestamps and clips are two areas that AI struggles with. So if you are looking for modification on timestamps and quotes, you're not going to go and be able to get something different. That is just a limitation to AI right now, being able to pull that. And those will be continued iterations, not only on AI, but also with Cast Magic, so that you can get better timestamps.
Awesome. No worries. The one thing that I thought of right away, one use case that I thought was interesting, was that for those podcasters that have blogs, or they just want some, let's say, like you said, a timestamped overview of the transcript, you can take this whole thing and obviously click on copy content, put it into, let's say, WordPress, and then you can create hyperlinks out of all this, which is really cool. You can even, I'm sure that there are some audio platforms out there that are like YouTube, where you can actually put the inside the URL, you can add a query string to the end of the YouTube URL and put the number of minutes and seconds. You can do the same thing here if you do something with a video, right? Obviously, you have to make sure that the timestamps are exactly correct if you add all types of stuff to your audio or your video. But I can see that working right away. WordPress, add the hyperlink, right? Or any CMS, right? Any content management system. And go crazy, right? I think that's a cool idea. So, Greg, thank you for that. I'm going to move on to questions.
So, I feel like you've rearranged the order, because normally it would be questions would be at the bottom. Oh, no? All right. For me, I get the questions at the bottom.
No, I see this right here, but I did not touch any of this, right? I think this is cool, kind of like move up, move down, disable. I think that's awesome, that menu. But
so if you click on prompts, we've got multiple ways to do things. That's one way, and that would be just moving it up. But if you click on prompts on the left.
Prompts, okay.
There you go. Now you have the ability to drag and drop and move these and rearrange them.
Is that the same thing as that menu that says move up, move down, and disable?
Right, but now you can, instead of moving it one by one by one, you can literally just drag titles all the way to the bottoms, right?
Nice.
So you have the ability to do things different ways, but in this case, you're able to do it quicker and move intro all the way up to the top as opposed to click by click by click by click.
That is awesome. Now, I'm going to ask you a little bit more of a fun, I'll say it's a fun technical question. I assume that if I move keywords above titles, this is going to change my interface for all of my episodes, right?
Or correct. This affects the entire workspace.
Okay. Now, my other question, if I go into my one recording and I edit that one, and let's say I click on, let's go to AI. No, go to AI. And let's say I want keywords, I'm moving it up, right? So now keywords is above title. Will this change for all of my recordings or just this one recording?
It should impact, because if you go to prompts now, click on prompts.
It didn't change it.
It only changed it for that specific one.
Great. You can see how my mind works here, Greg. I'm a little bit more on the technical end of it, and it's good because, you know, these are things how I use this. And I assume obviously everybody's different. Everybody does things their own way and they interpret things differently. They define things differently, but obviously there's some commonalities here with people. And I assume some of these questions would come up. So, all right, that's cool. I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to take the introduction. I'm going to play with it. I'm going to move it up and keep moving it up. Now, it would be kind of cool to have like a move to top. So it wouldn't be just up, up, up. It would just be up all the way, right? But if I do this.
Yeah. So most people aren't doing this per one individual recording in a workspace. They're usually going to prompts and you're organizing it as the entire workspace. So your use case of what you're doing right now is probably very specific to you of going like, I only want keywords in this specific recording to be at the top. Whereas most people are like, why would I want keywords at the top of this recording, not in every recording in this workspace?
No worries. I think this is great. I think it's a great interface so far. We're going to keep on going. And I keep doing this. I keep going back to transcript and let's go to AI. And I can't wait to see Magic Chat, which I have not tried yet. I hope you like my challenging questions. All right. Anyway, so we got speaker bios. We got timestamp overview. We got questions.
So questions are fun because we've got users that are using Cast Magic for multiple purposes. So let's say you want to have better questions than you're asking me right now coming into this interview. You could do a couple things. You could take the mobile app that we've got and start recording, like, what are the things that I want to talk about, Greg? What am I interested in? And record literally all those ideas, and it will get uploaded directly into your Cast Magic account. It'll give you all this output, including questions with which you can now ask me. Or I could take, let's go find Greg, who's probably done another podcast interview, or maybe he's been on a panel. Let's take that recording, upload into Cast Magic, and get a series of questions that going like, ooh, these are good things that came out of that recording that I can now ask Greg when I bring him on my show. So there's the pre-production idea that you can use questions for the sake of what we're talking about right now. You've already done a show. This is now questions based on that specific show. So I can go ahead and turn these into blog posts. How has social media marketing changed the landscape for podcasters compared to old school marketing techniques? That could be its own blog post. I can write an article on that. I can use that as to elicit conversations among my audience going like, hey, you guys all listen to this. What do you think? Or I use that as a LinkedIn post going like, hey, whatever I want. So questions now becomes pre-production as well as after the fact. Or you can now use this as thinking about how do I take these questions and make that either a standalone piece or a course or whatever. Like there's so much knowledge that comes out of this. That's the whole point of what Cast Magic's doing, generating multiple ways that you can scan a cat or come up with content based on a audio recording.
That's really cool. And I'll tell you another really cool use case I see here as well is Google helpful site content, which came out like 2 years ago, where Google allows people to ask questions. And then that's when you see those questions on the top of Google search results. And what's cool is that if you take these and put into your blog, and if you're typing out the HTML and you see like H1 or H2 tags or whatever HTML tag you're going to use, or if you just use like a WYSIWYG, right? What you see is what you get, let's say like WordPress, you can put these into your blog contest, tense, your blog, and you can submit it to, let's say, your Google Search Console or anything like that. And then when you do that, or you put inside your Google sitemap, what's going to happen is your podcast or your blog post might just come up on the top of Google rankings. So Greg, I think this is a really good thing for that as well. I think it's a perfect use case.
You just came up with an entire use case I didn't even think about. And that's what I love about this is how many people keep coming up with so many other use cases than just based on the content that's being provided.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's
and we're still screaming the surface.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to, and you know, I mean, even past this episode, this Zoom call for us, I'm still going to be trying to stretch out Cast Magic. So anyway, key topics and bullets. I have my ideas, but I definitely, coined the term podcast network. Isn't that funny? All right, go ahead. I'll let you take it away on key topics and bullets.
No, I mean, look, you probably don't remember the conversation you had with Rena. So we're organizing it based on key topics there. So I don't remember most of what I say. You asked me what I said yesterday, couldn't tell you. So I'm probably not going to remember what I said on a recording. And that's a great thing. We're going to organize it for you. Once again, how do you use this? You can use this as just organizing your thoughts, thinking about what were the framework of this, start helping you generate other magic chat prompts that you may want to come out this to extract more information. There's so many different ways that you can think about how key topics and bullet points get organized.
That's really awesome. Okay, that's fantastic. I'm going to scroll down. I'm going to speed this up a little bit, and I'll probably do like another podcast or a video on YouTube on my own one day once I get the hang of this. So clip finder, quotes and hooks and timestamps looks really valuable. Tell me about this.
This is literally as it says. We're pulling quotes, page per person. So you can see, yep, one out of two and two out of two. So you've got Raina's here, you're there on page two. And we're literally pulling out quotes. We're giving you a hook, the power of podcasting. There's the quote, who said it, and then the timestamp. If I click on that timestamp section, it's going to take me on over. It should take me to the transcript page so I can actually see the actual recording piece there.
Oh, here it is. Oh, this is okay. This is what you said.
It's a hyperlink. So if I click on that, it's going to take me. There you go.
No
now
way.
It took me to this section block that I've got.
We'll say that I feel like
wow,
my career really started in radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. So let's go back. We're spending so much time. This is a true hour demo, everyone. Hopefully you are enjoying this.
No. This is going to go on YouTube as well. So we're having fun, you and me. All right. And, you know, I'm obviously dissecting Cast Magic a little bit from a technical point of view, and you're explaining everything really well. So thank you. But we're going to speed this up a bit.
This is real script. So now we get into the social promotion piece. So real script, like an Instagram reel, record, like, all right, here's the script and what I could record there. Scroll down. You now have.
Wow.
You LinkedIn. Got a LinkedIn post.
Ooh, what happened there? It jumped up to the top.
Yeah, so scroll back.
it would be kind of cool. We have like a little like sub menu. You like just say LinkedIn and jumps right down to LinkedIn. All right. Real script.
Oh, real script, yeah.
LinkedIn post.
Yeah,
okay.
LinkedIn post. Keep going. I mean, self-explanatory.
Well, hold on. Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. Hold the phone. Hold the Zoom call.
Okay.
Let's just dissect a little bit. Okay. So exciting news in the podcast world. This could be right. It's self-explanatory because it's a LinkedIn post. I get it.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay.
If you're dissecting the actual output right now, that is, once again, a subjective thing. So if you're saying, I'm not a fan of what this gave me, then that's the joys of modifying or creating your own prompt. But out of the box, this is what we'll give you, and you can go ahead and use it accordingly or modify.
Right, and it's my job as the LinkedIn poster to do whatever I want to do, like adding photos and hyperlinks and things like that. That's still my job when I'm posting, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just
your job is to do everything. Our job is to help you get to a point where you're not looking at a blank screen going like, what should I be doing in the first place? Let's go ahead, take your audio content and create the plethora of assets that you now are able to use your brain to edit, organize, and then from the output standpoint, post wherever you need it.
This is great. And I love the tags. That's really cool. I mean, tags are very important and the right ones are. And obviously I said my LinkedIn community, which I have like 17, I have a group of 1700 people. Some of them are probably most of them are podcasters. Some of them are probably not, but this is great. This heard it. I don't know where it got podcast to life from, but digital marketing, I mentioned podcasting. Wow. Awesome. This is really good. I think Rena mentioned community building. So it picked that up. Awesome job. Okay.
It may not be that she mentioned those words. It's deducing what are the themes out of that. Remember? So if I were to do, what is this content about? This content, community building. So she may not have actually used it, but the concepts probably were community building. But you know better than I do. And you may go like, no, it wasn't that. So it was inaccurate. Great. You would remove it.
This is wonderful. No, this is really good. Right? This is great. Obviously, I'm asking you a couple of challenging questions. I'm sure I'm not the first and I probably won't be the last, but I got my own challenges to obviously impose on you during this call. And you're answering them all very well. You're handling it very well. So that's great.
I wouldn't say they're challenging questions, Bruce. They're more of just like dissecting the output here. So they're less about the questions and more about your subjective view of what the output is. And that's a joy. It's whatever you want it to be.
That's awesome. It just wrote the whole newsletter for me.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to really analyze this one day when we're not on the call and see if I really want to send this out. And if I don't, I know I can modify it and I can do whatever I want. I'm not going to go through them. I'm just going to go through the motions. Make it longer, make it shorter, casual, serious. Okay, one quick question. What is rerun original? What does that mean?
Rerunning the original prompt.
Is that like it's going to rerun the audio and make a
It's rerunning this prompt. So it's going to rerun it's not going to make it more serious. It's not going to make it casual. It's just going to rerun it. It's no different than any time you went to AI and you're like, give me it again. You know, so for me,
And it's going to give me something totally different, right?
It's going to give you a different output based on that same prompt. She's like, all right, you didn't like it. Great. Let's rerun it.
I'm doing it.
There you go. I kind of figured you would.
No, I mean, that was the one that actually really made me curious because the other four modify options are very self-explanatory. That one really is not. I mean, it is and is not, but I don't think it would be self-explanatory to everybody. That's cool. I'm going to play with this one day. Great. Tweet.
I think it's self-explanatory because you already know what the prompt is. So it's literally just rerun this prompt. I'm not asking you to do anything else except for rerun it. And if we have an analogy here, I'll give you that. Go to ChatGPT and I ask it, write me an 8-line poem, use the following themes. And I give it themes that I want it. And then it gives me it. And I'm like, nope, try again. Nope, try again. And it's going to rerun, giving me the same exact prompt, same output the output's going to be different. But the prompt is giving it is the same. So it's going like, all right, let me try giving you something else based on that prompt. Any other direction.
No, that's awesome. And I will say something else too, that I just hired about a month and a half ago, a social media manager. I don't have time to do marketing anymore. But I do obviously oversee all the social media marketing. So her name is Cindy Springsteen, no relation to Bruce. I don't want anyone thinking, oh, it's Bruce Springsteen's relative. No, I already asked that question to her. And actually, her son, Danny, is my guest exchange manager on the podcast network. She's focusing on X right now. And I still get a lot of questions as what's X? X is Elon Musk's reboot of Twitter. So obviously, she's now looking for new ways to tweet. And I told her what I want her to tweet. And this is like amazing. So I'm going to give a shout out to Cindy. I was obviously on this episode. I say, Cindy, you can check all this out. Maybe I'll share with her. I mean, she does social media marketing. This might be a good thing for her and her clients as well. So I think it's awesome. And Cindy, definitely check this out. It gives you more threads. And I won't tags. And I see Instagram. I'm not going to go through it. That is self-explanatory at this point. Greg, I'm going to speed this along. Do you want to move on to Magic Chat?
Yeah. So if we stop, go back.
Go back.
So for the audience listening here, You upload a file, you label your speakers in the transcript file, you make any edits and changes there, and then you come to AI content, and everything we just walked through is out of the box, those 13 presets. Now, if you're like, we actually did this, and instead of like modifying, you're like, no, I want to come up with my own prompts, then great, you can go to Magic Chat. And Magic Chat, simplicity of our UI is transcript, AI content, Magic Chat. Bam, bam, bam. Three tabs makes it simple. So now go to Magic Chat. If you see here, it says, welcome to Cast Magic Chat. And if you scroll down to this box here, it says, here are some examples of things you can say to me. Note, there's some things I'm not very good at. As I've said, timestamp requests and pulling quotes. So now think of this as your ChatGPT function. And I have a feeling you're going to ask a lot of questions, Bruce. So bring them on. But this is a way for you to come up with your own way of doing things. So We now, as you can notice, there is no show notes on the AI content because everyone does their show notes different. We kind of give you the framework, but if you're like me, you're going to come up with your own prompt and say, this is what I want my show notes to be. And so for that, you know, my prompt is, what is my prompt? Write me a 3-paragraph episode summary with the first paragraph beginning with a thought-provoking question directed at the audience who works in my case, sales and partnerships. Then include a quick summary of who the guest is in the second paragraph, and then provide high-level summary of what the episode is about in the third paragraph. That is what I like as my type of show notes. So I created here in Magic Chat, and then I save it. And so every time a new recording runs, it shows up in AI content.
That is really cool. I know you said that you hate the word monetize, but podcasters, that's obviously one of the most popular 3 questions a podcast is asked. So I'm going to say very quickly, I'm not going to get into this. Let's just give it a whirl here. Give me or provide me 10, let's say, methods podcasters can use to make money. Let's just keep it that way.
Hold on. But remember, this is only based on the audio recording. So if you're asking me, whole point of Magic Chat is extracting content from your audio recording. This is not ChatGPT where I come up with things out of thrill.
Gotcha.
And ear. Magic Chat is how the whole point of Cast Magic is how do we extract content from your audio. So you can't ask it things that it doesn't know based on the audio recording. You have to go, write me show notes, write me a poem, write me a thank you note to my guest. All things that are going to be based on the audio recording.
All right, let's just do something here. A subject that came up yesterday, tell me about old school marketing. It did get picked up before by the AI, so I'll do this. I'm just curious. Obviously, I did not give it a lot of instructions, but
For the audience paying attention here, Bruce is making the cardinal sin of giving it very little direction and then expecting a perfect output. Once again, be very directive of what you want.
Give me something here.
I was going to give you, but as we've seen, you're going to analyze the output and go like, I'm not really a fan of this. Keep in mind, because your prompt is very generic.
Gotcha.
But if you look here, for the sake of our time, if you scroll back down, you can see here it says save prompt. So let's say Bruce wanted this to run for every single episode. He can now go ahead and come up with a name, whatever, you know, tell me about old. So I call this old school marketing, right? And let's say you talked about old school marketing in every single episode of a recording in this workspace. Then that would be the case. And now you can go ahead and that would be your prompt. You would hit save prompt. And now if you go to, so you can see here, it says saved as old school marketing.
Go to prompts.
So no, actually go to recordings first. Let's do this. Go to recordings.
Okay.
Click on it, because in reality, for those listening and watching, you should have just clicked on AI content instead of too many steps, but he could have just gone to AI content, click on AI content, scroll all the way down. Now it says generating. The reason it says generating is he just added a prompt to this. And by adding a prompt, it's now going to have to generate that content. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, scroll all the way to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Now it says it is generating. So now you've got your prompt that you've generated there. Now every recording to this workspace that Brooks uploads, this prompt, because it says save prompt, will run there. Once again, you now have the ability to come up with whatever prompts you want. And if you want them to run in every recording, save them. If you only want it to run for that specific recording, you don't save it and you just use Magic Chat for every recording that you would, whatever that may be.
Okay, that's awesome. Greg, is Kazmagic is a very, very versatile tool. Now, is there anything, now before we do anything, I want to change myself from a squirrel. How do I change my little prompt?
Click on your squirrel. No, go back to it. Click on the squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Shari likes unicorns. I'm going to make myself a unicorn.
There you go. Now you're a unicorn.
Oh, I got my bio. I got my role. Excellent.
So for the audience right now, email and bio, while those fields are there, nothing is being done with them. So if you left them blank, no big deal. If you want to spend the time and put things in there, eventually we'll start being able to, and that's part of the design.
That is awesome.
But where they're not there now, but having those fields already. So for the future, they will already be there.
That is so cool. Greg, obviously there's a lot more I want to go through here, and I'm going to do it, obviously not in the show, but let me ask you, what would you like to say to my audience about Kazmagic, or actually, what would you like to say about anything?
Yeah, if you click on New Space.
Click on New Space.
Click on New Space.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
So call it test. Call it Greg's call. Call it whatever you want.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to test Greg.
Test Greg. There we go. He's testing me. So save space.
Can I test you in like Bulgarian?
We don't speak Bulgarian, so I don't think it's going to work.
All right, hit save space.
Click save space.
I know. I'm being funny. Oh,
there you go. So back to your question. What do I want to tell people? You are not just a podcast. You're not just a YouTube. You're not a coach. You've got all these different outputs you can look at.
Nice. I love it.
I would look at Kazmagic as, how do I maximize audio recordings? How do I automate efficiency, do things that I don't have the brain capacity to think of all these things? So this is one thing. And to that point, the second thing I want to leave with your audience, you're a brand. And as a brand, start treating yourself as, how do I reach consumers with all my tentacles in all different places?
This is how you do.
Podcasting is a medium. What I listened. YouTube or Spotify or whatever video platform, Vimeo, that is video. But then you need a blog, a website, a newsletter, social post. You want to be able to do all of those different pieces. And that's the joys of Kazmagic, but also is being able to efficiently do things that you weren't normally able to do up until the birth of AI's tools that are coming out, because you're like, I don't have the time to write all these things. But now Kazmagic and AI tools are there to help you with that.
This is a really fantastic tool, Greg. I really think that Kazmagic is, I think it's amazing. I look forward to seeing what new spaces that get added here. I also do podcast coaching, so that's kind of cool. I used to do web development coaching as well. So that's, I mean, I see a lot of—
Whatever coaching you want. It's not specific to podcast coaching. It's just coaching, right?
No, I know. I'm just saying, yeah, like it's kind of cool. Sales call, customer discovery. I think this is wild. And I could see people using this in lots of fields that aren't even here yet. So this is great. I obviously think that, like you said, Kazmagic is touching the surface. Of course, my concern at this moment is just for my podcast audience and people who come to the World Podcast Network, which is fantastic. But this is great. I will be putting this on YouTube sometime in the near future. There will be an audio that will obviously point to the video. And Greg, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And again, you guys can rate us on Apple. Greg, any last words?
Yeah. So this is technically your onboarding call. Bottom left corner, you got Slack community. We've got almost 900 people. It's growing. It's a place to— this is what I love about podcasters, creators. It's community. And so that's what I'm trying to create with Kazmagic. Like, a place to come up with prompts and you guys teach each other. Like, we've got an entire database that people are coming up with, because most people are like, I don't know what I'm supposed to ask Magic Chat. Case in point, your prompt. So We've got a place to do that and submit prompts and then become an affiliate. You know, as you well know, that is a great opportunity.
That's awesome. Well, Greg, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Okay, I hope you guys like Cast Magic. We're now going to play some PodSafe music that is already available for your podcast on the PodSafe music directory. We're going to kick it off with the talented Cadet. We're going to play two singles from Cadet. The first one is Robot Cat, They Don't Need Jake. And then we're also going to play from Cadet, Man Boobs Anthem. Then we're going to finish it off with Life, which is my song, which is coming out October 16th. If you guys want to play Cadet on your podcast, I'm going to give you the link. Put it in the show notes. You can download Cadet's music. Also, listen right over Apple. I'll give you all those links. And we got a blog post as well. Here we go. Robot Cat, They Don't Need Jake from Cadet on Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff. See you guys in the very next episode.
They don't need Jake. They need a robot kid. The robot kid? Okay.
They don't need Jake. They don't need Jake.
They need
a robot kid.
They need
a robot kid.
They need
a robot kid.
They said they don't need Jake.
They need a robot kid.
They said they don't need Jake.
They need a robot kid.
They said they don't need Jake.
They need a robot kid.
They said they don't need Jake.
They need a robot kid.
Attention, all robots need a robot kid.
Cause I'm mad at you.
destiny. A look around, it's time for us to fly. Two hearts together on the open road, not the cloud in the sky. No fog in the road, only love. Another chapter. Can last for a lifetime.